is a special event here. This is Worlds Collide, a Death Piles and Lonely Town collaboration mega episode, so we only have to edit and put this out once.
A little dually action, huh?
For those that don't know, I have a couple podcasts. I do the one with Jimmy, the Lonely Town Killers podcast, and one with Adam that we've been doing for several years, the Death Piles and Taxes.
Lots of those.
And we're just going to do a quick episode. I just wanted to give a quick update where to start on that one. I've had some family events. My mom passed away recently. I'm going on a trip here in about a month. And so it looks like a good time to take a bit of a hiatus and a pause. Plan on coming back. This isn't being done with podcasting for me. I've enjoyed doing that. These guys have helped keep me sane during times where I could have not been sane. So I appreciate that. And I just wanted to put it out on both feeds so everyone gets the same message. But I think it's a good time to take a little break.
Whoa.
Well, for those of you who are Killers fans, you will recognize this as a pause for making albums in order to go on a short tour. Derek's going on quite the tour, so we're excited for him to come to hear about what happens on his trip, seeing a little bit of the world that some of you are a part of that we usually don't get to see when we don't see the ocean.
A little European vacation.
Yeah, if you're over in Europe, hit me up. I might be able to have a pizza with you or whatever you do. Jimmy knows more about that side of the world than me. But
you ever been to Greece?
I'm going to cross her off the list.
Cross Greece off the list.
Cousin Trent.
there was quite the eulogy, quite the talk that Derek gave at his mom's funeral. Even threw in a Killers quote in there, so that's how head dedicated he is.
Yeah, there was a few people. It's kind of, you never know what to expect on those kind of things, and you can never, I mean, you know, it's still kind of surreal. But even people come through the line mentioning the podcast and stuff. We made an impact. So, I mean, that very nice. Some great listeners, and I appreciate all the support. It's just to take about a month off, start and stop it, I don't think was fair to the audience or fair to you guys to try to accommodate my schedule. And and then some of the Killer songs, I'm not sure I'm ready to go down some of those roads.
Yep.
We got a lot of similarities in a few things, so I think it will be good. Hopefully you guys can get a little rest or vacation in there as well, and we'll come back and hit it better than ever.
So we're going to hit just a shorty, or are we going to go into any details?
If you guys want to talk about anything, I'm here, but that's all I really got. We got a lot of stories, and we'll have a lot more stories to come. If you don't listen, maybe this is a good time to say, if you don't listen to one of these podcasts, listen to the other. If you like what we do.
Yeah, if you like, Derek's the hinge point on both of these podcasts, so
you get different viewpoints. You get Derek with a little more polish and a little more refinement. That's what happens with Jimmy and Derek and I get together. It's like wildness. There is no preparation. There could go from Rassels to Taxes to Funko Pops or whatever you want to get into. That's what Derek likes to do. Gaylords of Honey.
Well, yeah, the thing about the Killers fans would appreciate, they hear plenty of the Nephi perspective, but a lot of them that are from around the world, they probably want to hear more of the Nevada perspective, the Vegas perspective, and Adam's got a little bit more. Well, I don't know how Derek goes to Vegas more often than Adam nowadays. But
aliens.
We're degenerates.
Alien talks with Art Bell. Ladies of the Night. I mean, there's lots of things on both aspects that kind of tie together.
They're both. You'll probably understand why with Jimmy I say, I want to talk about religion. And with Adam I talk about religion or something.
Definitely the fence sitter, D-Roy is.
I can lean on both sides a little bit. I've seen both sides of the line. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how you guys end the Killers one, but I guess
you should listen to it sometime, Adam.
I probably should have.
I've had Frederick.
Adam's actually been on one. Yeah, you were Frederick the producer at one point. Questions and answers. You made a cameo.
Yeah, isn't that back when you guys had Painter's stepbrother-in-law on there? We had a little something on there with the other podcast guys with Kyle. I was producing on that one. I remember that. That was a long time ago. That's back when D-Roy's had the full-grown beard.
Yeah.
That was season one, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was season one. All right, well, that being said, my friends, I don't know how the Killers go, but there's two things in life that are for certain. That would be death piles and taxes.
And that's another episode down from Lonely Town.
See ya.
See you soon.
We're well within our rights to use this song. We're aware that preaching copyright is wrong. With lots of dedication, we've researched the legislation, and this music has nowhere else it belongs. Derek is the king of death piles, and Adam does his taxes all the while. Death piles and taxes, selling stuff online in between. Death piles and taxes, no copyright infringement to be seen. Be ready for